Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to the weekly conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, NM University student displaying American flag being told it violates decoration rules. Also, something that was going on last year, they did it again. DuPage, College of DuPage students were told that they could be arrested for soliciting, not really soliciting, they're handing out constitutions. I'll get into that and how they're slowly, slowly taking away our freedom. Also, is PC fading? Is politically correct? In some ways, I think it is. In some ways, it isn't, and I'll get into that. Scott Walker dropped out of the GOP race because he wants to get, like, he wants to narrow the field and have a clear-cut idea of who is running or not running. Also, did that 13-year-old conservative black kid person, did he actually get banned from Barack Obama's Twitter account or not? I'll get into that because he said he did, but the evidence is overwhelming in one way or the other, and I'll get into that. Today, Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may be abound in hope. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and welcome to be a great, great conversation. And the first two things I want to get into kind of go together. And I also want to talk about the Pope's visit, because my mom even said, you know, the Pope needs to pack up his stuff and go back to the Vatican. I would have died to have seen the Pope if it was John Paul, but this, he's very left, and I'm not a big fan of him. But you know what? He's going to come, and he's going to do his thing, and I don't think it's going to, I mean, Jesus Christ could come down to the Congress floor, and you think John Boehner's going to be honest all of a sudden? I don't think so.
They don't have a
ban. They don't. And I guess I look at Congress like this. Well, I saw him take some of the Andes out of the container, so I'll just grab an Andes, even though you're not supposed to. And then, well, hell, he grabbed one, so I'll just grab one. Well, he grabbed one, well, I'll grab two. And then before you know it, people are just taking from the cookie jar, the Andes, and then before you know it, someone goes in there, the baker that needs Andes mints to chop up to put on a mint chocolate chip cake. They're making a mint chocolate cake, and they're going to top it with Andes, and they're all gone. I mean, that's how this, you know, well, it just starts as, well, if he's going to get a little money on the side, I'll get a little money on the side. Well, he got $100, well, I'll take $200, and he'll take $400, and before you know it, and over the years and years, it's a big corrupt thing. But, you know, so the Pope being here, whoop-de-doo, I'm Catholic, but I worship, like my mom said, because people used to get into her about, like, well, with all this molestation things with these priests, and she goes, I worship Jesus Christ. You know,
the Bible tells us to worship.
You know, I don't go to church praising Joel Osteen or whoever it may be, whatever priest or pastor, whoever it is. I go, I may like the message he delivers about God, but I go to worship God. I don't go to worship a pope or a pastor or whoever. You know?
Amen.
You know, I give my heart to the Lord, not to a priest. But, you know, but I guess he's going to change stuff because he's, I mean, he talked about the stuff that, you know, they're going to talk about trying to end the death penalty. And, you know, he is very big into not global warming. He doesn't call it that. It's like damaging the environment. Because I don't believe in global warming, but it doesn't mean I don't believe in recycling or helping out, you know, in that way, in that respect. But
God said to take care of the earth.
Yeah.
Not kill ourselves, so cover evil.
Yeah. You know, it's like these people, I think it was 10 years ago or so in California, where there's people took and torched a Hummer dealership and blew up all these Hummers because they're damaging to the earth. But then what did they do? They didn't help by putting all that burning metal in.
Me and Dan and Lisa wanted to go get a Hummer after that.
But that's where we're at. But I mean, that's why I try to kind of educate people. I mean, they're slowly taking away our freedom. And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. There's a new Mexico University student who in his window was displaying, had an American flag. And I guess in the dorm room, they really can't say anything about what you're displaying. But since it's in his window and people can see it, it's considered no longer private. It's considered a public space because other people can see it. And he was asked to take it down. And as we move into this conversation, we're telling you to take down that American flag. We're not banning the American flag because we're banning every flag, you know. Well, we're not banning freedomists. We're not saying that you can't have the KKK here. No one can speak here, you know. See, you have to, if you got something that's on your mind, go down to this building, go down the stairs, four floors underground, and there's an area there where you can set up and you can demonstrate whatever. As long as you got the permits and everything. We're not banning. You just have to go where no one can see you and...
Here.
Yeah, no one can... Well, you know, that's where they're taking your freedom, folks. If you can't... There should be certain things. Okay, I can understand banning a swastika flag. I could see possibly a Confederate flag. But our nation's flag, why should that be banned? You can say, okay, besides the nation's flag, anything else is not allowed. You know, why do they have to? Well, technically, we're not banning the American flag. We're banning everything. So don't get mad because you can't hang your American flag, you can't hang any flag. Well, I'm getting mad because that's the one flag that should automatically be allowed. Period.
Go in France and tell them they can't flag the France flag.
Oh, yeah, in France, they would. It's amazing how many.
Any other state, tell them that if you want to have a country.
Yeah, and they'll be like, oh, they'll want you to fly your nation's flag. You know, I mean, I love how I see all these trucks as I drive around and they have a flagpole in the back with an American flag sticking out, you know. And I guess, is it a little bit late? I mean, I'm surprised I didn't see that a long time ago. I mean, I want to bring up a really good story real quick because I want to make a point here. At Union Station in Chicago, there was a handicapped guy that, you know, you go to McDonald's because you deserve a break. And you deserve a break today at McDonald's, so let's all go. And this guy was in there in a wheelchair, and he was in line and mumbling something. He needed help, and, you know, they're trying to finally took him, like, 10 minutes or 5 minutes or whatever for them to figure out what he's saying. He needed help. And the guy shut down his register and went out. Washed his hands, put on gloves, and cut up the food for the guy and helped this wheelchair guy eat. And they took a photo of it, and, you know, the owner of the franchise is like, I know who that employee is. He's amazing. And the manager is even like, you know, that's the type of person we have. This is the type of employee he is, and this is, you know, and it's been, and he privately put it on his Facebook, and it's been shared like 300 some thousand times. And I'm like, that is just awesome that something like that happens. But then I also think about it like, yes, that should be second nature. I mean, it's, I mean, like holding the, like opening the door for someone, to me, that's second. I mean, that's not even a, but now it's like, you know, somebody takes a picture of another person opening the door for a lady, and then there's 8 million shares on Facebook, and it's like, look, this act of kindness, something that I guess should happen all the time. I mean, is it that hard to help someone out? Maybe, I mean, I'm a Christian. I'm not perfect. Let me get that first report, because, look at this guy. He's supposedly, I'm like, well, where does it say in the Bible you're going to be perfect? You know, it doesn't. But I guess, you know, I never thought I'd see a day where they'd say, okay, hey, I mean, you can't, you got to take down that flag, because that's, is, you know, I never thought I'd see a day where people would sit there and get flagged for flying the American flag. I could see if it was like a swastika. You know, but it's the American flag, folks. That should be, that's how they're taking out, well, we're not banning, it's not that we're banning a 22 long rifle, we're banning every gun. Tell you right now, I don't want all my listeners out there, my fans out there, I want you to do me a favor. Think for yourself while you still can. Because pretty soon we're going to be like North Korea, where they're going to tell you how to think. It's not that you can't think. It's we're going to tell you what you can think about. We're not banning thinking. We're just going to tell you what to think. So don't worry. Don't get mad because you want to think about this and we won't let you. You can think about what we want you to think about, but that's about it. That's what's going to happen. And it's happening. Okay? At the College of DuPage, again, they went out and tried to hand out constitutions, and the police came up again, threatening to arrest them. This is a quote. It's not free speech, man, the officer said. Nobody stopped from free speech, but you can't solicit out here. And basically you are. You are soliciting your opinions, okay? You need to go get a permit. They need to get a permit to be able to go and hand out the Constitution of the United States.
That's soliciting money. But that one
part soliciting money. Yeah, that's what I thought soliciting was too. But, you know, freedom of speech. So freedom of speech in the Constitution is an opinion. Someone is soliciting. That's what that. Because we want to hand out this Constitution invoking our First Amendment freedom of speech, and they, that's, you're soliciting. You know, when did the First Amendment and the Constitution become a thing you're trying to solicit? Am I wrong here? I just want to make sure that I don't get it anymore. I guess, like, the, going back to that McDonald's story, I'm glad that guy did what he did. I'm surprised that makes like front page news. Like,
that should be an everyday normal way.
Yeah, yeah, that should be. My wife just said it, sitting right next to me in the co-pilot. It should be an everyday thing. You know, I would feel. I mean, I want to do for my wife so much that I feel really bad when I can't, and because I'm such a giver, and when I can't do something or whatever. I just, you know, it's just part of my nature. And when you see people that, like, almost get, they get threatened to be put in jail because they're handing out, didn't I? And the officer remembered them from last year. I'm like, And probably, if you get that permit, you probably have to go some... Now, you're going to go to the medical arts building, 8th floor, the janitorial closet, and you can hand them out there.
If you pay $500.
Yeah, if you pay $500. Good luck. And hopefully it's in. Hopefully it's a printed constitution, because most... Because I don't want to bring this up. There was a lady who her daughter got threatened by the teacher to not write her name in cursive. And the mom is serious. I would be like, okay, well, if my daughter can't write in cursive, then hey, you know, if I, when I have a kid or however, whatever, I'd probably homeschool them. Seriously, because I want them to learn cursive. Because I got into it with one of my liberal friends on Facebook. He's like, well, about writing in cursive and how it's going to the wayside. I'm like, well, they need to learn it. If you use it, fine. If you don't, fine. But they should. There should be a point where there is no tablet, and you use a paper and a piece of pencil. I mean, I'm trying to think of the movie where Robin Williams becomes that presidential candidate. He's the comedian, Man of the Year, and he does the stand-up in the beginning of the program before they're live, and he goes, you know, U.S. spent $25 million inventing a pen that writes upside down and right side up in space, an ink pen. Russians solved the same problem with a 5-cent pencil. Writes upside down, up, right side up, 5 cases of vodka, still writing. We got it. I mean, I'm not, you know. I just don't get it.
I just wonder when we're going to have a country back.
Yeah, I just want to know when the country I grew up on is going to be back. When at some point, I think we need to be like we were with England and say, beep, you know. I mean, the government works for us. You know, they need to realize who they are working for, who pays their bills. Enough said there. I just get frustrated when they try to, we're not banning your freedom of speech. We're just going to tell you what you can say and where you can say it. Well, you have the freedom of speech. Well, then why can't I say, explain to me how that's freedom of speech. If I won't let you speak, and I will tell you what you're going to say, when you're going to say, and how you're going to say it. If I'm a pastor and I have to write my sermon out a week in advance and have it approved before I can even say it, how is that freedom of speech? But that's what they'll tell you. Oh, we're not, you just have to get what you're saying approved. Okay, and if what I want to say is not approvable, how is that? Whatever. They'll make up some excuse. Oh, it's freedom of speech, I'm telling you. Hello, my name is Lysol, and I'm here to help flush your freedom down the toilet. I'll make it clean. That's what I'm here to do. Well, Scott Walker, if you didn't know, if you're on planet Mars, dropped out of the GOP race. I mean, what if Hillary Clinton dropped out? I mean, what are they going to have left? Nobody? I mean, oh, they got Bernie Sanders. Brown. Would Joe Biden really have to step up? Because, I mean, this is from the BBC to there's people very, very close to the camp, to the email scandal that said that they are finding out that there's a business part of that server and a private part, like a Betty Homemaker, like her own personal. And they're recovering emails. And basically, from what I've been told, is they've recovered enough to prove that she's lying and should be in jail. Will that ever happen? And what I actually saw this where they said that if it doesn't happen, the American people need to wake up and say, and full bore. And be at the at the state house, and you know, at the. Well, if I was leading it, it would. Okay, well, we're not going to leave here until we get in. I'd be going to Hillary Clinton's. I'd be blocking her and saying, okay, until I say I'm putting her under citizen's arrest. You know, someone's got to stand up and work for our forefathers stood up. You know, are we going to have another revolution for stuff to change? Not that I want another revolution, but what's it going to take for people to wake up and realize that you got to corrupt everything? Still stop walkers out so that they can get fewer candidates. I mean, like these people that I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. I still couldn't tell you, because there's times that like, I kind of like Carly Fiorina, but then there's things she'll say that I'm like, wait a minute. The more I learn about somebody, the more I don't. Well, I like her for this, but I don't like her for that. And
I like a little bit of all of
them. Yeah. I mean, like, I like Trump for this reason, but not for that reason. I like this guy for this reason. And you're having to deal with, how do you figure out this notion of, finding out who's honest, because some of them, I think, this is what they're saying. And that's okay, because, like, on that CNN election, I don't like Chris Christie at all, because as soon as he became president, he would go after he would go after Washington State, Colorado, all of them. He would spend billions of dollars fighting the drug war that's never going to end. That's never going to work, just like prohibition. But he said a lot of things that I don't know if he's like, well, Donald Trump's shooting his mouth and he's going somewhere. Maybe I need to just think of things maybe I need to brainstorm with my team and find out things that they think the American people want to say, and I'm just going to say it. And I'm going to get bonus points. I mean, it's just scary when you think about, you know, because, like, what if I just hope by the time elections roll around or close to that, when it gets down to the narrowing the field, it's like, well, now I really don't want any of them. Again, I don't want to get to another, well, hey, it's going to be, I don't want to have a douche or a turd sandwich. Okay, well, you know, turd sandwich is not the least deducing. I mean, there is no choice. You know, I hope it doesn't get down to where it's like, okay, well, here we go. There's another election with two people that I think are going to, that have their pocketbook in mind, not mine. No offense, I'm not trying to, but that's how I see, you know, this whole, you know, issue of going, this issue going. Excuse me. But that's, it's, I try to, like I said this last time, I try to educate people so that you understand the basics. I mean, you don't have to, I mean, I just don't want to have idiot voters out there. I don't want to have someone that's, you know, voting blind, that when they ask them who they voted for, they can't even name the running mate. I mean, and the big thing, and someone asked me this, and this is one of the hardest parts of this job, because I do all this myself. I don't have 30 staff writers or whatever, you know, I do all my own research. And there's so much out there trying to, okay, decipher through what's fact and what's fiction and what's a half-truth compared to the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And, you know, but, I mean, that's, it's getting to be so, because, like, well, I like Donald Trump for this, but then he'll say a comment that, like, oh, no, God, he didn't say that. And then he find out he did. And then, like, okay, well, I like Carly Fiorina because of this. But then she'll say something that's totally against what I stand for. And I'm like, oh, great. Well, I like her for this, but not for that. Yeah, Ben Carson's the only person that I think has not really said much that I do not disagree with. And this is via The Blaze, which I love The Blaze, and it says, this picture at McDonald's is proof that compassion has not gone out of style, and it's that thing from McDonald's in Chicago, and, you know, I mean, I guess I see all these things that go on that to me are like, you didn't have to ask me twice before I got married to say, okay, let's pray. It was so cool to see my mother-in-law in the photo praying with us. I didn't even know she was doing that, but that was just that was God giving me a second bonus, you know. And it's just one of those things that, I mean, like, there's, The kid, as I move forward, Pearson, that little black kid that's 13, he claims he was blocked from Obama's Twitter account when they've actually looked it up and they fact-checked it. They've actually found nothing that says that he's actually banned from that. I don't know if it's just try to get more publicity for his videos or whatever. The kid's, for his age, he's very educated. He's very smart, you know? He's, this is how. Yeah, he may have been banned, but from the evidence that they have is that they don't think. Yeah, they could have undone it, but one of those things that I like the kid because he's at least out there and expressing himself and saying, hey, this is how I feel. I may be right, I may be wrong, but this is my opinion. Take it or leave it. And it's just, I mean, I like him for standing up for what he believes. It takes guts. Not, I mean, like there's a guy that's on Bob and Tom all the time. It's bad when you have to come out to your parents that, yes, you're black and you're Republican. And there's actually a group called the Hip Hop Republicans, and it's just, and he does, I can't remember the guy's name, but he does the song, Obama and Mom Jeans. Mr. President, ba-na-na-na, I hope that your money was well spent. It looks just like you didn't care, you went to ladies' wear, Obama and Mom Jeans. But, you know, and he always joked about how if you're a Republican, you know, and he's like, well, I had to come out to my parents that I'm a Republican and I'm black. You know, hey. Because there's that stereotype that only whites can be racist or whites can be, you know, a white, an Asian can be Democratic or Republican. You know, I put a thing on my Facebook about this, about race and Donald Trump, and one of my friends went off because she's black, and, well, Donald Trump's race and talking about all this stuff, and my buddy from San Diego goes, well, my wife is Puerto Rican, and her dad loves Trump. I mean, when we talk about putting a wall up or something to help keep all these massive amounts of illegals from coming into this country, where did I say in that statement, Mexican only? I'm talking anybody. I'm talking terrorists. I'm talking whatever. My parents came here to this country, my grandma and stuff, and they came and they did it legally. They went through the whole system for what they had back then. You know, they just didn't come across and, okay, we're going to, you know, they but at the same time, they wanted to be American. They didn't come here, okay, take down the American flag, I'm offended. Okay, I'm Muslim. Why isn't this city under Sharia law? No, they understood when they came to this country, there's American law, and this is how we live. They were ashamed. My mom kind of regrets this to this day. And because when my grandma came here, my parents were not taught, you know, the Ukrainian and Dutch and Polish, because they, you're an American, you speak English. Now in this country, if they came over, okay, if you learn English, that's second. You will learn your Ukrainian, your Dutch, your Polish, your German, your French, whatever first. If you learn English, so what? If not, America, you're going to have to accommodate my son. Not the other way around. Not, okay, we are American now, so we will learn English. We will wave the American flag. We will be proud of our country. Not anymore. Now it's, I'm offended. You do not have Sharia law in this city. Da-da-da. Well, are you American or not? Because Americans don't believe in Sharia law. Americans stand up for freedom and God and liberty. But, you know, and it's just when I have, because I don't like, I have people on my Facebook that will get into it with someone else and they don't even know each other. They've met on Facebook and I'm like, oh, Lord. Be nice to each other. I've even told them, just be nice. Respect each other's opinion. You know? And there's... when you hear about parents that the students... let me see. I want to see the kids. I want to know what my sense. Oh, no, we can't share that with you. That should be an automatic sign to supposedly, they said this on Fox News one time, that if you have an employer that wants your email password and your email and your Facebook passwords to be able to get onto your email and Facebook and stuff to dump and get out of there faster, and you can. And, you know, and that's, you know, if the teacher won't let you even look at the curriculum, leave. And there's been parents that have asked for, what are you teaching my kid? I want to see the curriculum. Nope. Can't do it. In my day, they've been like, here, this is what you're teaching, this is what you're learning. And there was a mom that was horrified when, this is in Florida, this is another thing, when a mom is upset because they had a science assignment that suggested if someone told them evolution was just a theory as a way of dismissing it, that they were trying to mislead you. And this has been viral on many different news stands, but the assignment was given to 8th grade students at a heritage middle school titled Not Just a Theory. Was meant to teach students current science standards from differentiating scientific theory and scientific law. You know, it's amazing some of the controversial things, because when I was in school, they would kind of touch on, but they would never be specific. They wouldn't really talk about, you know, there's some people that believe in evolution and some people believe about this, and there's stuff about both. They wouldn't sit there and say, okay, this is, okay, folks, anyone that says Christianity, okay, like, you flunk my kid in science, yeah, well, because he believes in Christianity and, you know, he can't, because how can he believe in Christianity and pass my class when you have to believe in evolution? You know, I never thought a day like that would be coming, but it has come, and it is, it's here, you know? It's like that family that Obama gave a pardon to because they wanted their sons, they didn't agree with what Germany was forcing their sons to be taught, and they came here for freedom. It's like all those people that, like, oh, we want, oh, look at that, Republicans, they just don't want this government. They just, you know, they're just trying to diss a Democrat for trying to do something good for this country, and they have, like, all these people interviewed, which they never showed on any of the major networks except for Fox, where they had people like, I've lived in Venezuela. I've had government health care. It's crap. There ain't no health care. Why don't you, if you like Obamacare so much, just move to North Korea. You'll get the same treatment. Nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a function of, if a Republican tried to pass this same type of health care, I'd have still been like, oh, okay, Republican, the website's junk, it doesn't work. Okay, my buddy had health insurance for his employees at his dental practice. Now they don't have it, and they were dropped, you know. It just, as I said last week, and I'll say again, I try to wake people up. But then, you know, if you want to be a Democrat, great. You have that freedom. Like Joy from The View. The View is going, not that it ever really had an audience. I mean, it was in the toilet anyways, and they were just starting to flush. Let's bring Candace Cameron in there. Let's have a very big conservative Christian. Maybe we'll get some people to watch, because she can give a totally opposite view from these socialist and, you know, liberals.
They won't let her sit at the same table with them. She hasn't been on one episode where she sat at the same table with them.
And what they said about that nurse, and it's kind of, I think it's been blown out of proportion, because they were talking about talents. And when I think of talent, I think of, okay, hey, I may be a chef, but this guy can juggle or whatever. You know, it's something outside of what you do for a living.
To you, it'd be playing
drums. Yeah. To me, my time, yeah. And, you know, but nonetheless, they can diss Republicans. They can diss conservatives. They can do whatever they have that freedom. I don't want to ever take that away from them. They shouldn't. They should be on the air and have the right to say that. That's what really infuriated me, when they're like, well, you know, when people, Fox News should be off the air. I'm like, so you don't believe in freedom of speech? I don't agree with your viewpoint, but you have the right to say it. You know, I mean, I think PC is kind of going to the wayside, because you don't really hear people talking about the Washington Redskins. Well, oh, sorry. I apologize, folks. I said the W word, you know, the Redskins. You never hear that talked about being bad, being like the taboo word. And I do apologize to my fans for saying the W word. I did not mean to offend any of you by saying that W word. I know that offends me. But, you know, I think it's kind of because people aren't buying it. You know, I mean, and I think as we move forward in this country, in this nation, you know, the more we just say, hey, the more we don't buy this racism crap, the more it goes away. The more, okay, well, what are we doing? We're trying to push the race card, and they're not buying it, so now what do we do? What do we, okay, how do we, okay, now what, now what do we do? How, okay, we, no, can't do the race card. Now what's next? Okay, let's brainstorm. Oh, yeah. Because there's even evidence that some guy came out that Hillary can't stand to be around openly gay people, but she's all of a sudden, well, she can be around them if they're going to get her a vote. You know, she's going to get a vote out of it. She can probably hold the vomit in long enough to get to the toilet and then... But, you know, that's basically where we're at. You know, this like bandwagon of how can we make Democrats good, Republicans bad. I want to get into really quick before I forget this story about 717 people are believed to have been killed in a horrific stampede at a pilgrimage in Mecca, where I guess it's where Muslims go and they do this holy pilgrimage, and I guess, well, the Lord struck them down, because I don't get it, that they, like, it's just nuts that they, like, I mean, I don't know if there's video of it, because I haven't seen video, but I've just heard that, you know, when they were there doing this holy pilgrimage in the holy city of Mecca, and I guess they had a crap load of people. There were like 2 million people taking part in this year's Hajj pilgrimage. And it's just crazy. I mean, I mean, look at, I don't think they've ever had that, you know. I wonder, I'll have to look it up and see if anyone's ever died stampeding trying to get close to the Pope. I don't think there ever has been, you know, but 717 people dead in a stampede in Mecca, I think that shows you that religion in a whole, you know. But then I actually did do a catering where a guy collapsed. It was a bar mitzvah, and it was like after the ceremony at the synagogue. At the synagogue, we were having like a little lunch thing. Someone collapsed, and people just walked around, and we called 911. So that was a big story today, and I'm just like, when I heard about it, because it was at like 105, and then it went to like 300 and 400, now 717 is what they believe the total is. You know, I mean, we live in the media is not just double standard. Everything is double standard, you know. When Kim Davis goes to jail for having a specific religious belief that she holds dear to herself, but this Muslim has a religious belief that he holds dear, we have to change everything about the way we live to accommodate him, but people don't have to change the way they live to accommodate Kim Davis, you know. And I've said this to my wife, and I'll say this on this show, as I get into the last little bit before going to sports. Stephen Colbert, if he keeps up the show like it is, it's not going to last on CBS. People, I want to watch late night and laugh and have a good time. You know, it seemed like all he tried to do was get Ted Cruz to admit he hates gays. And what he says is the Constitution basically states it clear through the Bill of Rights. Marriage is between a man and a woman, and it's decided by the states. You know, if you want to have gay marriage, that's great, but it should be decided not by the federal government, but by the states. The law, that's what the law says.
That's the 10th Amendment.
Yep, that's the 10th Amendment. But the whole show is just like, all I felt like I was watching was Jon Stewart on Comedy Central again. And like they've said over and over again, if they don't get their show out of that show, if they don't get their Comedy Central, you know, political kind of talk show thing out, they're not going to make it. The majority of the people, at least myself, I don't want to see it. That's what I liked about David Letterman and stuff in the beginning for a while, because it wasn't really political at all. I mean, near the end, he got some more political. Yeah, my wife's an old and bitter. But yeah, but it's just, you know, it's like I want to hear about the new movies and what's going on. Relax. Kick back and just have a, you know. But I think the days of the old Letterman and Johnny Carson, that type of late night's gone. Now they're all going to have an agenda and it's all, that's how I see it. Wow. What a program. And I hope I've done my job if at least I get one person, I'm hopefully getting more, but if I get one person just to think, hey, you know, maybe he's right. I may not agree with Kyle 100%, but you know what? I'm gonna look into the issues and make my opinions. Okay, this is why I would vote for Hillary. Because maybe she'll screw up on the emails and someone will be able to find out where she is and blow her away. I don't know. Who knows? Lord help her. Anywho. That's Hillary for you. We love her. Not. As we move on to the wonderful world of my wife's favorite sport, football. I'm actually going to, as I detour just a little bit, I'm going to watch later on this evening Survivor with my wife. And I will not complain. I've never really watched it. When I first heard about it, I was expecting to see, like, Navy SEALs and Green Berets and stuff, and, you know, being parachuted in and you know, like an actual Survivor. Like real, you know, like a National Geographic type, you know, and see who can survive and see them out there, you know, with like a knife, you know, have them like edited, but have it to where you can tell they're stripped naked and here's a blanket and a knife and they get clothes put back on and they have to go survive. I'm like, that's going to be cool. And then it's like, it's a scripted game show. But I'm going to keep an open mind because my wife does do watch a crap load of baseball and football and rugby for me. So it's the least I can do. And as we move on, folks, I want to get into a comment. I recommend anyone, I don't care if you watch football or not, go online, go to YouTube and look at Ruud van Nistelrooy. And I'll even spell his name just in case. But it's on the thing. But it's Van, look at V-A-N, Nistelrooy. Nistelrooy. He was my all-time favorite Manchester United player. I have a jersey of him. He was incredible. You will be in awe. You don't have to like football to see what he did on the pitch and see the goals he scored and everything. You know, I guess I'm an old-fashioned type person because I'm in awe by anybody. You know, someone does something, I'm in awe. You know, like a guy playing the piano or harpsichord, it don't matter. But he's just incredible. And this is what he said about the team. He goes, in football news, you know, the Manchester United's former striker Van Nistelrooy had this to say. There's a bigger picture some fans can't see yet. In 5 years, they will understand the masterpiece Van Gaal is painting. He played for Van Gaal. He understands. He's seen it. I mean, like I said, you know, it usually takes him a year to get going. The first year, but now that he's got, I think, the team he wants and players he wants, now he's just looking for people to fill in as backups, you know, in case something were to happen. We're in second, 2 points behind Man City. I mean, we still got a lot of football to be played on the pitch, and it's a long season ahead of us, but I think we're in a good spot right now. They're starting to get the players where they want to be, and it's gonna turn around. And win, lose, or draw, I'm a fan forever. I will always be a Manchester United fan. I don't know if I could get a tattoo of them because I don't know if I could ever get a tattoo. I mean, if I could, it'd probably be my mom or something, but I don't know if I want something permanent somewhere. I don't know. Mara's like, hell no. Well, she couldn't. She has a neophobia, so she couldn't do it. But, you know, I don't know if I can, if there's something I could want, like, on one spot forever and ever. I don't know. But I just think it, I mean, I've always been a fan, and I just, the way he's taken that team and molding those players and doing different things, it's just a neat, it's just incredible to watch. And like I said, we've been those stories. Look him up on YouTube, some of those compilations of him. It's just incredible. He just did things that just, and it's great to watch if you're a fan, that's, if you're someone that's in awe, like where, hey, you may not watch like swimming and diving, but watch this guy in the 10-meter platform. You know, if you're in awe at what somebody does, you know, like you may not like the piano, but look at this guy in the piano. You'll be impressed. You know, you may not watch football, but when you see that guy in the pitch, and he was great until his ankle injury, and then he was never really the same. But man, he was just one incredible guy. And he's true, you know. Van Gogh is painting a picture, and he is getting his pieces. He has a chessboard, and he's getting the pieces he wants here and there. And he's like, okay, well, let me move. Rooney from left flank to center half, or let me move the guys around a little bit, and you know, and yeah, you know, the first year he's going to have issues. If he took that team right out of the get go and they were Premier League champions first year, you know, I'd have been like, wow, what the hell? I never. Like I said, they ended up around where I thought, fourth or fifth. You know, and I think they're gonna improve and improve. And he, you know, it's just one of those amazing things. And I think we'll go far in the Champions League. I hope we get out of the group stage, and I think we can. And if we keep going, I think it's going to be a fun ride, and it's great to see some of these teams, you know, like Crystal Palace and stuff, up and doing things that you haven't seen in a while. It's great, you know, because I remember the times when you had, like, okay, you know, no one scored at Old Trafford in, like, 25, you know, or 30 or 40, 50, 60 games. Like, okay, it's not if we win, but how much? It's like you'd watch the game just because it was great, but you know they'd win. It's not like we could turn on the game now and like, okay, are we going to win 3-1 or are we going to lose? And you're going to, okay, we're up 1, we're up 2-0, and then we lose 3-2 or, you know, whatever. You know, so it's always exciting in the end. And it's just great, you know, to see, you know, and Martel, he is incredible. Wow, to see Anthony Martel, to see him out there. I just can't wait to see him improve, because he looks good now. Once he gets some of the flaws out, it's going to be cool to see him. We got about 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in the program. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Hard to believe it's almost Halloween, and if everyone doesn't know, I'm going as Jared for Halloween. That way I can keep the kids from coming to the house and just sit there in extra large pants. Hi, kids, I'm Jared. But that's not going to happen. That's just, no, I wouldn't do that. That would backfire. No, we don't. But anywho, and I thought about doing this, you know, because I guess now they have, like, all those glow sticks, you know. You can buy bundles of them, and that way, like, they can be seen. See, when I was a kid, you know, you weren't seen. You know, they didn't, everything wasn't glow in the dark so you could be seen. They didn't have all this, like, reflective, you know. Yeah, now all the stuff is like safety approved, you know. This has, you know, like can glow in the dark so you can be seen and, you know, all that. You know, like now they hand out glow sticks and stuff so that kids can be seen and all that. And so when you're trick-or-treating, you can be, so that they can see you. You know, I mean, if you know, you'd go with a flashlight. I just want to go to the house when they say trick-or-treat, go into their bag. Thank you. No, I couldn't do that. But, I mean, it's just amazing how things have changed because we didn't have any of the... I mean, I'm pretty sure there was glow-in-the-dark stuff when I was a kid. Ouch. Yeah, now everything's glow-in-the-dark. Now everything has, like, even costumes will have, like, parts of it will be, like, reflective. You know, it's just a change of the times. You know? We got about a minute and a half left in the program, but this year Halloween's coming up, and that used to be a fun time, and, you know, now it's... It'd be weird going out there now with all the, it'd be, I don't know. It's just different having all the costumes with all the happy-go-lucky stuff on it. You know. But anything you can do, like with, like, markers, you know, saying you can be seen, I guess that's a big thing to hand out. Because it'll be something, and I guess, you know, they don't have to be activated. You can just, you know, and some parents think that's so cool because it's something other than candy. Maybe I can go to my dentist and ask for toothbrushes. You got samples I can hand out to the kids? She'd probably love that I'd do that. But it'd have to have, like, her dental thing to, like, turn it on there or something. That way she gets some sort of advertising out of it. But anywho, there's about 30 seconds left. And just want to thank you all for tuning in. And just remember, think while you still can. Take whatever you're going through and give it to God. You know, I can't force you to follow Jesus Christ. It's a decision you have to make for yourself. But just give it to Him. You know, He's changed my life, my wife's life. And thank you all for tuning in. And until next time, God bless you all and good night, and take care. Goodbye.